Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Mem. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yudal Damad Aleph at the new Perek, Perek Layoyma. Says the Mishnah, Layoyma Adam Lechaveroi, Hailes Hapeus Ha'el Yerushalayim, Lechalek, Ela Oimeloi, He'alem Shinachlam Shinishtem Yerushalayim, Avonoisim Zelaze, Matnas Chilam. A person shouldn't say to his friend, take this produce to Yerushalayim to divide, while he should say, take it to the Yerushalayim so we can eat and drink it there. However, one may give another a gift.
The Gemara asks on the Mishnah, what's the difference whether he said so we can eat and drink or whether he said to divide? Zera, quoting Rabbi Yonasan, says this is one of the halachas of Imum, and this phrase refers to a case that was without a clear reason to permit it, that ultimately Chazal were lenient. Tanan Taninan, Ha'im Lepoyel, Helecha Isazev, Velaketli, Yerek Ayom, Schoi, Asa. The Mishnah in Mesechus Shviyah says in the 8th Perek, one who tells a laborer, here is an Issa coin, pick Shviyah's vegetables for me today, his wages are permitted. If he said, pick vegetables for me today, in return for it, his wages are forbidden. Lokakman Anachtoim, Kika, Repundion, Lukushish, Yilkoit, Yerokis, Sade, Abilecha, Mutter, it's permitted for a person to take a loaf from a baker worth a pundit and say, when I pick field vegetables, I'll bring them to you as payment. But if he bought it from him on credit without explaining, he may not pay with shvius money, as one may not pay off debts with shvius money. What's the difference whether he said, pick for me today, or pick for me today in return for it? Ra'avin b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina me'ocha shel imum hi. Ra'avin, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, answered, this is one of the halakhos of imum, meaning the Chazal were ultimately lenient even though both cases should have been prohibited. Taman taninan, shoyel adam mechaveroi kadayayim v'kadishemen uvavad shel yoyim alay aveini. The Mishnah Masechet Shabbos says, a person may borrow wine jugs or oil jugs as long as he doesn't say, lonely. Ma ben ha'ime l'aveini, ma ben ha'ime ha'shileini. The Gemara asks what the difference whether he says loan me or lend me. Rabbi Zeira, the shame of Yonason, Ne'elcha Shel Imum. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Yonason, answers again, this is one of the halachas of Imum. Pitan, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, the shame of Yonason, Oid Hi, Ne'elcha Shel Imum. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yonason, says that the bread of Gentiles is one of the halachas of Imum. Am Rabbi Yosi, Kishiyasa, Kremi Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, Ma'o Ne'elcha Shel Imum Hi. Rabbi Yosi says, I asked Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, in what way was it from the halachah of Imum? I say, was it in a place where Jewish bread was common, so bread of Gentiles should have been prohibited, but they discussed it and permitted it? Or was it in a place that Jewish bread was not common, so bread of Gentiles should have been permitted, but they discussed it and prohibited it? Rav Mana said that is it such a thing as imum to prohibit? Isn't the degree of bread part of the degree of food of Gentiles? But did we say in a place where Jewish food isn't available, food of Gentiles should be permitted? The Chum came and Imamu said it was prohibited. Rather, in a place where Jewish bread is not available, the Gentile bread should have still been prohibited, but the Chachamim permitted it because bread is a basic staple. Rabbanan, the Kisim, Meshem of Yaakov Ba'acha, Kediri Mishu, Mater, Ovat, Minapalta, Balai Avdinan came. Rabbanan of Kisri, quoting of Yaakov Ba'acha, said that the halacha is, if like his opinion, that permits the bread of Gentiles when Jewish bread is not available, as long as it's baker's bread. However, those who are born didn't themselves follow this leniency. Tani layema adam chaveru b'yushalayim ha'el chavez zu shel yayim b'makom l'makom l'chaleik. The Bais says a person shouldn't say to a friend in Yerushalayim, take this barrel of wine from one place to another to divide, as it appears that he's receiving a portion for transporting it there. Amr b'lazer du'b yuda u'du'b nechem yehi. The Rav Lazar says that the earlier Mishnah Maseches Shviyos taught, it's permitted for a person to take a loaf from a baker worth a pundion and say, when I've picked field vegetables, I'll bring them to you as payment. A Baisa there teaches that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya prohibit it. This Baisa in Masa Sheni is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Manenkaimen. Imba hu da amale helecha havli diverkol mutu should say. Havli va anayayavla diverkol also should say. Elekin and kaimen bahu da amale havli oile ana yayavlach. The Gemara Jenkinson says no. What's the case there? If he told him, give me a loaf worth of punjin, and he immediately gave him vegetables, all permitted. Give me and I will give you, all prohibited. Rather, it's when he said, give me a loaf and I will certainly give you. Prohibited, as they say, that field vegetables are not so common, whereas the Chacham permitted, as they say, that field vegetables are common in Shvi'is. The Gemara asked, when he took the produce to Yerushalayim intending to consume them, could he then say, take your portion and I will take mine? The Gemara asked, when he says, take this barrel of wine to Yerushalayim and we will consume the barrel of oil that I have there, is it considered inviting him, or since he isn't giving him the wine he bought, it's like paying him for his services? As for Maaseh Behema Cain, and the Gemara asks, and similarly, may a person say, take this Maaseh Behema animal to Yerushalayim and we will eat it there? Maaseh Sheni Aladei Shemechirosai, it should say Muteres, at Omer Muta, Maaseh Behema Aladei Shein Mechirosai Muteres, it should say, Hariad Omer Asa, Leif Pshitalach Dehi Muta. And the Gemara rejects and says, now why would you say that Maaseh Behema is worse than Maaseh Sheni? Would you say that since it's permitted to sell Maaseh Sheni, this is also permitted, then the same would apply to Maaseh Behema? And if it's prohibited to sell Maaseh Sheni, and this also is prohibited, the same will also apply to Maaseh Behema. That's incorrect, as even though it's prohibited to sell Maaseh Sheni, this case is permitted, and the same applies to Maaseh Behema. Moshe Yomelai Ha'el Behema Chaya Zu Rano Eichlim Basa Shchuta Shiyesh Lisham, should say. The Gemara asks the question, may a person say, take this live animal to Yerushalayim, and we will eat the slaughtered meat that I have over there? The Gemara leaves this question unanswered.